I had told my wife that I wanted to watch the race. If you're a fan of racing, the NASCAR circuit, and I don't know if you are.
I watch it. I wouldn't call myself a stone fan.
Well, I'll tell you, following NASCAR, for those of us who love it, is a religious experience in many ways. NASCAR represents, I believe, a combination of so many vital factors.
Well, you're talking about your love of racing, okay? I'm talking about something else here.
But it ties in, and I need to explain something to you. I don't think you and people who are not fans of NASCAR understand. And,
well,
you need to let me finish here because...
all right, go ahead.
There's more to it than just kind of a knee-jerk emotional reaction here. I believe, as I said, I am a very big fan. I am a very, very big fan of NASCAR racing. And
but I don't mean to interrupt you, Vernon. I got to tell everybody, I'm talking to Vernon Dozier with me on the phone here. Mr. Dozier is a high school teacher. And we're discussing an incident at your home that happened yesterday.
Well, if you need to let me tell my story here.
I want to tell your story, but there was a physical altercation between you and your wife.
There was no physical altercation. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right.
What I'm saying, and that's why I want to start at the beginning, I am a huge fan of NASCAR. You need to understand a NASCAR fan. I will tell you, Mr. Henry, I saw the very first race Dale Earnhardt was ever in. I saw his very first Daytona 500. It wasn't his first race, but I saw his very first Daytona 500 back in 1980. I saw him run right up the back end of Buddy Baker. I saw him put the fear of Jesus into the old-timers back then, you know, the David Pearsons and these kind of guys.
Okay.
All right, so...
Tell me the dispute thing with your wife.
Well, there wasn't any dispute. I had given her fair warning. I'm going to be watching a race today.
Well, what race were you... This was on Sunday, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
What race was it?
It was the Motorola 200 in Mexico City. It's a road race. It's not exactly an oval track race. And anyway, she insisted that I watch our granddaughter, and I said that I was not going to watch the child. I was watching NASCAR race. Now, I had told her, and I told her, and she knew I was watching the NASCAR race, and she said that I had to watch the child anyway. So, right there, I don't understand where she comes off doing that.
This is your granddaughter who is visiting with your daughter?
Yes, but I told my wife...
And when your wife couldn't watch her?
No, she was going to the hospital. There's one of our best friends is had surgery, very serious surgery. So she's taking over some food platters or what have you. Or I think she was taking over some magazines or something. I don't think he can eat yet. But at midpoint of the race, an engine had gone out, and I was trying to find out what happened.
All right. So anyway, you're watching your granddaughter, right?
Yes. I have this kid in my lap, and the child got sick on something that she had eaten. And she threw up all over me, and I'm watching NASCAR, and I told my wife I didn't want to watch the kid. And
so she had the flu or something?
She threw up. I was watching, I told my wife when she got home that I was wearing a brand new, it was a Matt Nass bowling shirt. It's a very expensive shirt, and the child puked all over me. And
what you did, though, was wrong. Okay.
Mr. Henry, I don't believe in violence against women, and I've never been violent. There are times when you get pushed to the point where you are forced to do something. All I did, she was coming into the house, I said to her, the baby threw up on me, and I missed the race.
And you said you grabbed a handful of her hair.
I did, no. Can I ask you, haven't you ever good-naturedly pulled on the back of your wife's hair to get her attention?
No, sir. Not to the point where it pulls her head back.
Okay, all we are saying as NASCAR fans is this. When the racing is on... You don't put a kid in our lap or don't do any of it because, first of all, you're endangering the well-being of the child. You're purposefully putting the racing fan in a position where he could hurt the child. And
how are you endangering the kid? Look, she asked you to watch the kid.
When you get excited, I'll tell you right now, this is a true story from my life. My father had me in his lap when he was watching an old Darlington race. As soon as Cale Yarborough went across the finish line, he jumped up. It was an automatic thing. And they tell me that I went flying out of his lap, too. And, of course, everybody ran outside to see, because I went right through a French door. And everybody ran outside to see how I was, except for one person, my father. Because he had waited a long time to see Cale Yarborough win that race. at it.
Your father didn't run out to see how you were, and that's something that you're proud of?
Well, Mr. Inner, I'm not going to sit here and listen to you drag down my father, okay?
I'm not criticizing your father at all.
Well, it sounds like that's where you're going, and let me just say something. NASCAR fans understand. Man, when the race is on, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm just saying, please don't do it. Just leave us alone. Now she calls her sister. She's crying. She said that I physically abused her.
You don't think you did?
No, sir, I do not.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out here, 1-800-449.
Well, it's not anything I want to talk to strangers about, I can tell you that.
Well, I know, but I do a call-in show, and I need to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dozier, you were watching yesterday's race on TV. You had your granddaughter in your lap. Your granddaughter threw up because she was sick from something that she was eating or something and got it all over your shirt. You got angry.
Well, I had to get up and clean the kid up, and it took me away from... I found out later when I read the website today that McMurray's pit, his engine went out. I didn't know it at the time. Why didn't I know it at the time? Because my wife... Man, I want to tell you something. She said...
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're getting emotional.
You got to understand what it is to be a racing fan. I told her, I said, don't do it. Don't put the kid in my lap. Now the kid gets sick. I got to get up. I got to rinse this kid off. I got to clean off the shirt that I'm wearing. And I missed up the midpoint of the race. Now my wife comes home, and she's saying she's carrying something, and I said, all I said was, hey, you know, how come you left me with the baby like that? Because here's what, and then I told her what happened.
And you pulled her hair?
Just to get her attention. Just to get her attention.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Mr. Dozier is also a high school math teacher. You're a high school football coach and a very, very big fan of NASCAR. And I love auto racing. I want you to know, I grew up more with the drag racing.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I grew up with a lot of drag racing, and I grew up with sports car racing, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know anything about that. I love my NASCAR. I love the stock cars. I love the door banging. I love the oval track. This road race stuff is something I got to get used to. But
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Lee, go ahead.
I believe that his wife needs to call him to be a good lawyer, and then the daughter needs to talk about maybe not letting the grandparent have rights to visit the child.
What's she calling a lawyer for? I told her not to do it.
Because I do believe.
Well, why'd she leave the kid?
Going on here is abuse. You never, ever pull anyone's hair.
This is why I said I don't want to talk to these people.
The door,
are you a NASCAR fan?
Issues.
Are you a NASCAR fan, ma'am?
I am.
Well, I'm talking about serious.
My child.
I'm talking about a serious NASCAR racing fan.
I wouldn't let you teach my high school kid math either.
I'll tell you something right now. You put a kid in the lap of any NASCAR fan, and you are endangering that child. During a race?
Maybe so. You need to be in a locked room with padding since you can't control your emotions.
Well, Mr. Henry, I know it's...
If your wife wants to get a lawyer, I would help her. The lawyer's fine.
See, when pulling your wife's hair, you don't consider that abusive. And I'm telling you, no, I'm just asking the caller, I'm asking Mr. Dozier, when you pulled your wife's hair, you don't consider that abusive, but I'm telling you, nowadays you can't get away with that stuff.
Everybody who loves NASCAR racing understands the emotionalism of leaving a kid in your lap that throws up on you, then you miss the midpoint of the race. When my wife came through the door, all I did was I give her hair a little tug. And you guys want to turn this into World War freaking 3. And I think it's wrong. And I will tell you, when I was a baby and Cale Yarborough crossed the finish line, my father threw me right out of his lap. See,
he should have been allowed to hold you.
I beg pardon?
It seems to me there's a pattern of abuse going on in your family.
What are you talking about? My father was excited because Cale Yarborough went across the race line. He jumped up and I flew off of his lap.
And well, if your dad, you'd have been justified?
I beg pardon?
What if he would have killed you? Would that have been justified, your death?
Are you American?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you American? Because I detect some kind of an Asiatic accent.
Yes. No, I'm American. I live in Tennessee, for goodness sake.
Well, you sound like an Asian.
No,
and the reason
20
why...
minutes, well, 20 minutes from Bristol.
Forget about what... Never
20
mind.
20 minutes from Bristol. 20 minutes.
There is an Asiatic pattern to the voice. That's all I'm saying.
She sounds American to me, and that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, sir.
20 minutes from Bristol, where the big race happens every September. For goodness sake.
What is that, a song? I'm 20 minutes from Bristol? Is that some kind of a song?
Tennessee.
That's Bristol, Tennessee.
Oh, the Bristol race. The Bristol race is a fantastic race.
That's where I live.
God bless you people for holding. God bless you for holding that race every year.
But we're not talking about that.
That has nothing to do with it.
Now, we're talking about pulling your wife's hair.
Well, now, just because you say it doesn't make it so, ma'am. And let me ask you something. Do you go to the night race out at Bristol, night racing?
Yes.
You do?
But my husband doesn't pull my hair.
No, you go to the night racing in Bristol.
And the day racing, if he gets to both. And my husband does not pull my hair or hit me or slap me if I look at the TV.
That's because you are also a fan. Most women are not. And as
it
a result, and
my
as a result, they get their faces slapped.
My husband's a gentleman; he would never hit me.
All right, Lee, thank you for your call. And I knew that. Thank you very much. I knew that this is the kind of call we're going to get. And
there is a big difference between good-naturedly pulling your wife's hair and saying, "What are you? You know, where have you been? Or why did you leave this kid with me?" Okay, and beating her up. And I'm a NASCAR fan, and I'm going to keep repeating that until I get somebody who understands. And
there's frustration in your voice. Why is that?
Because I don't think you're a racing fan, sir.
I'm as much of a sports fan as any guy. I don't follow.
This is not a sport. Auto racing is a science. Auto racing contributes to the well-being of society. You understand, Mr. Henry, that NASCAR actually contributes to the well-being of society. It's not like these 8-foot freaks that play NBA basketball. And
well, that's not necessary.
Well, I don't care. It's not like basketball that doesn't do a thing for anybody. NASCAR tests carburation. It tests fuel. It tests tires. It tests chassis. We use this in the average passenger car. The things we learn on the racetrack, we incorporate into the passenger vehicle. This is a sport that does things for people, okay? I'm not just sitting there watching a race. When my wife puts a kid in my lap and says, watch her, and I said, no, I'm not gonna, and she still does it.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. I will agree with him there. Auto racing is more than a sport. It is, in a lot of ways, you're looking at, what do they call the guys that fly the pilots? Test pilots. You're looking at the test pilots of the modern automotive science, I guess. But this gentleman was in a dispute with his wife, having to watch a granddaughter that got sick all over his shirt while he's watching the race, and he missed most of the race. And when his wife came through the door, he pulled her hair. He says, not abusively, but to get her attention. That's a racing fan. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening, if you've just tuned in, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. But you're babysitting. The primary thing should be the well-being of the child, right?
The primary thing should be the well-being of the child, absolutely. So why did my wife leave the child with me, a NASCAR fan, in the middle of a race? Let me tell you something else, Phil. I love my wife very much, and for you to infer, any of your callers to infer, there was physical abuse.
Pulling a woman's hair till her head pulls back.
For you to infer, there was physical abuse. I, at one time, wanted to pursue a career in racing. I was racing on the midgets. I was racing some short courses down here at Ascot. I did some racing up at Willow Springs. And my wife, Karen, got pregnant. And I guess that's the end of that, huh? And I went into athletics. I went into education.
Well, what, are you blaming your wife because you didn't get a career in racing?
Well, no, I'm not blaming my wife. But let me ask you something. A woman's pregnant with a baby. What are you supposed to do?
Are you blaming your... It sounds to me like you're blaming her.
She's the one that's pregnant, not me.
Well, didn't you have a little bit to do with it?
I had a little bit to do with it. She goes out and gets pregnant, though. And that destroys dreams. Fine. She wants to destroy dreams.
But, you know, all right, 1-800-449...
Well, you sound very impatient, Mr. Henry.
Well, I'm a little bit impatient, yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Stacy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just want to say this man needs help. Psychological help. If he's going to put the well-being of a child behind his NASCAR racing or his sports fan...
No, my wife did. I told her, don't leave the kid with me. Don't do it.
No, maybe a child should never be left with you then, if something else is that important for you.
No, any racing fan will tell you, any NASCAR fan will tell you, when the race is on, get out of my way. Leave me alone. Don't even touch me. I'm watching racing. Now, my wife says the daughter, the granddaughter is going to stay with you. I said, Karen, I'm begging you, don't do it. She went ahead and did it anyway.
Well, why should she not want to leave a granddaughter with you?
Because I'm watching the NASCAR race, and then the kid threw up on me.
And about the NBA, you might be a big NASCAR fan, but there are people that are just as big NBA fans as you are NASCAR fans.
The NBA doesn't contribute a thing to the human race. Racing does. Anytime you want to get one of your NBA fans to call me up and tell me that, tell me about it. I'll explain life to them.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you pulling your wife's hair.
Well, this woman understands. She may be making noises like she doesn't, but she does.
If my husband ever pulled my hair, he'd be the one going through the window.
Wait a minute. All I did was come up, good-naturedly grab a handful of her hair and yanked her head back. And I said, hey, what's with you leaving the kid with me?
Yanked her head back?
Yeah. See, this caller, you know, I couldn't even finish my bottle of beer because the vomit from the child had gotten into it. These are the things that are upsetting to me. These are the things that worry me. These are the things that, yes, forgive me for using the word, piss me off. These are the things.
I understand that, but you're no longer taking... Hey, look, man, you're the guy that called me, okay?
Well, I'm calling you to let you and your listeners know how important racing is to us. And if you want to do your husband and your entire family a favor on Sunday when he's watching the race, just don't ask him to do these things that you're going to turn around and then throw it back on him. And I swear to God, I think my wife...
Well, you know what? I think you've got your priorities messed up, and I don't think anybody's going to do something like that just to see, hey, I think I'll leave the kid with Vernon and find out whether, he screws up.
I'm telling you, that's what she did.
And she got pregnant, which ruined your racing career.
Yes, sir. That is an absolute truth. You can ask her.
Well, I doubt if she'd have the same take. Todd, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'm a huge NASCAR fan. You're giving NASCAR fans worldwide a horrible name.
Wait. You're a NASCAR fan.
Yes, I am.
Then you understand. Thank God.
No, I do not understand.
Thank Christ that you've called.
I don't understand being, number one, there's no such thing as playfully yanking somebody's head back. That is plain and simple abuse. Number two.
Well, let me ask you just one question, sir.
Go ahead.
Are you one of these guys that they got to you, didn't they? The women.
That what now?
The women got to you, didn't they? They guilted you into.
As a matter of fact, I am a divorced father who get my children every weekend, and they watch sporting events with me. I take my children to sport. I've taken my son to the Bristol race twice.
Well, wait a minute. Have you ever had an infant in your lap?
Yes, I have. Watching football.
No.
I'm
I mean, the biggest. NASCAR.
Well, hold on now. I live, eat, and breathe Alabama football. And I'm probably one of the biggest, and I get excited, but I've held my children in my lap, but I know how to control my emotions.
I understand it, sir, but this is NASCAR. This is older, and you've never had an infant in your lap during a NASCAR race. Okay, that explains it.
Well, what difference does it make? This guy just said...
What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Because, I love my children.
Alabama football is great, but NASCAR, as I said, there's a difference. NASCAR contributes something to society. Football and basketball, all that does is give jobs to freaks.
I'm saying
freaks get to have a job.
And boy, that's a hell of a thing to say about... Yes, we are back on the air. I'm sorry. We are back on the air with Mr. Vernon Dozier, who's... this past weekend was watching a NASCAR race while holding his granddaughter, and apparently was very upset with the fact that he had to watch the girl while watching the race. You think that this is indicative of NASCAR fans, a cut above every other kind of fan?
Well, it stands to reason, Phil, that we're a cut above every other fan because our sport is a very vital sport. There's no more vital a sport than NASCAR. There's no more vital a sport, really, than auto racing. All the other sports, as I said, and I say this with the greatest of respect in my heart for the people that do what they do, but all the other sports just give jobs to freaks of nature. Basketball gives a guy that would otherwise be pushing a broom that's 8 feet tall a job. Football gives a guy that would otherwise be a bouncer at the ABC Liquor Lounge, gives him a job. Baseball gives a job to look at half of these guys playing baseball. Half of them would be dancing up there at the place there on Columbus in San Francisco. I forget the name of the joint, but you used to be able to go in there and you'd see men, okay, dressed as women. And they were dancing. You know, and...
Oh, Finocchio's.
Oh, yeah, 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 Finocchio's.
What, baseball players?
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. But auto racing is a vital sport. The carburation, the fuel, the chassis, the roll cages, everything that goes into your passenger car that your wife and your children ride in is tested first by our drivers out on the racetrack circuit. And then my wife comes and says, I got to sit with my granddaughter. Now, I'm sitting there with a case of beer, and I'm watching my race. And in she comes and says, and by the way, here's your granddaughter.
Well, your granddaughter, you're sitting there with a case of beer.
So, in other words, I'm not allowed to have a beer now.
All right, but okay, so you're sitting there with your granddaughter, and she throws up on you because she got sick, and you missed the race.
And I missed the race. By the time my wife got home, I was very distraught. And, yeah, I'd finished the case. But the point is, I said, don't do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Janelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
So the baby puked on you.
My granddaughter threw up on me.
And ruined your beer, but you had a case of beer, so what's one beer?
That's not the point. I had to clean the child off. I had to clean off a brand new Nat Nash shirt, a bowling shirt that's a silk shirt, and I missed a big part of the race.
Well, okay, and then your wife comes home and you pulled her hair. So what did you do when your wife wasn't there? Were you hitting the child for getting sick?
I said to her, well, that's a kind of a loaded question. That's like me asking you, what kids do you beat up on?
None.
Well,
absolutely none. And to be a teacher, that's pretty scary.
Well,
you're a teacher, you're hitting your own granddaughter.
I wasn't hitting my granddaughter, Janelle, any more than you say you hit your kids. But I will tell you this. I'm a NASCAR fan, and unless you know what I'm talking about, I really don't have much to say to this lady, Phil.
I'm not a NASCAR fan.
Right,
I'm a Red Sox fan.
Then you don't know. Oh, God.
But
baseball.
We would never freak out like that.
Do you know the Boston Red Sox would be dancing as cross-dressers if they didn't have baseball?
Yeah, I heard you. And you know what?
NASCAR
drivers, they sit in a car, and they go around in a circle.
You drive a car?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Everything that goes into your car, those men tested. Thank you. See, Mr. Hendry, you got to get some people with some brains, otherwise.
The lady is calling
brains,
in about.
But the thing is
you know,
I think that's because I'm a woman.
She doesn't understand racing.
I don't have to understand racing to understand that no matter what the circumstances, you should never pull your hair as a wife. I mean, pull your wife's hair.
I should never pull my hair as wife.
Your wife's hair. Come
God,
on.
God, what an idiot.
Coming
she
from
misspoke.
Somebody who calls football players monkeys and whatnot, and aren't you a coach?
You're coaching
a bunch of what?
You purposely misquote people just to get their goat. I didn't call them monkeys.
What did you call them?
You live in Boston, right?
Yes, I do. What did you call football players?
Ain't that what you call black people in Boston? Monkeys? Yeah.
No.
You don't like your black people
in Boston? We're not racist up here.
Oh, not at all. That's why you had all those people throwing rocks at all the buses. Oh, Dad, it's worse in Boston than it is down south.
Hold on for a minute. We're not talking about Boston. We're not talking about integration.
You go to Boston when they were busing the school kids. They had adults throwing rocks at little kids in Boston. Can you believe that?
The poor gentleman that got dragged, the 58-year-old guy, Bird, that got dragged.
By the monkey?
So this
Let
right,
me tell you,
right,
Janelle,
this has nothing to do with North South racist or not.
Did you hear about...
We're attacking that lady earlier because you thought she had an Asian accent.
She sounded Asiatic. Did
so
you hear about the ape?
Matter?
Did you hear about the chimpanzee that attacked the guy and tore his nose off?
Oh, my God.
Did you hear about
you
it?
You are more of a lunatic
because
than
that's well, what's that got to do with anything?
No
I'm just
kidding.
Saying, when you mess with a man who is watching NASCAR, we're like a wild ape. Going up.
Just like that chimp that went after that guy?
Yeah, it's a good comparison.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Look, you know, the only good thing that ever came out of Boston is Sam Adams. The beard, not the guy.
This is about you pulling
your wife's hair.
And he can't even keep on that subject because he just likes to argue.
Well, no, here it is. You guys are picking the agenda, and I don't get to pick it.
I want an answer. Do you think it's okay? You say you think it's okay.
Only a racing fan would understand. I got to get some racing fans
no,
up here. I can't talk to some.
Only a crazy person would understand.
Some chowderhead from Boston. What's that?
I said only a crazy person would understand that. Somebody that would hit their wife would understand that, but not anybody that's sane.
Do you know who you're messing with? Did you see what that chimp did to that guy in Bakersfield?
Why? Are you saying you're going to do that to me? Come on.
No, I'm saying that's what happens. When a man is watching NASCAR...
The monkey in Bakersfield ripped a guy's face off in his genitals.
I feel really bad for your wife. I really fear for her well-being.
Ma'am, I've been married.
I can't believe you leave you alone with your granddaughter.
Fear for her well-being. Do you realize that I wouldn't be? She got pregnant and destroyed my dreams of being a midget racer.
Pregnant. I'm sorry.
Your dreams of being a midget racer, huh?
So you're knocking that, huh?
No, midgets are the little cars, right?
Yeah, are you laughing at me? You know, I'd like to ask this lady, what do you do for a living, ma'am, besides give your husband a headache?
No, actually, I don't give my husband a headache. He loves me very much.
How do you know?
Because he doesn't pull my hair, that's
what's he doing
for.
Right now? Well, he probably doesn't pull your hair because he doesn't want to get your nose on the trail.
Oh,
I bet you he's got about three or four different girlfriends around town.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, the guys that treat you well,
you know,
and the ones that are cheating on you.
You're trying to defend yourself over anything.
Yeah, you got to defend yourself. Okay, how much time have we... 1-800, thank you very much, Chanel.
I was wondering when you're going to hang up on her.
Okay, I just... What are you trying to say? You're saying, in other words, the guys that are the nicest to their wives are the ones that are generally cheating on them?
Bingo. Bingo. I want to tell something to ladies out there. Don't be fooled by Mr. Teddy Bear. Mr. Ooh, honey, I got you some pajamas and a hat box. That is generally the guy who's out there with every cocktail waitress, every barmaid, every car hop, every flight attendant, every chick behind a counter at a video store. And meanwhile, he comes home with the flowers. Why? So you won't get hot on the trail. That's why.
And so if you pull your wife's hair, that proves you love her.
I've got nothing to hide, Mr. Hendry, and I didn't do it maliciously.
1-800-449-8666. You forget you're talking to a married man. I'm married. I treat my wife well. I don't cheat on her.
Excuse me. Didn't you say you were separated from her for 3 months? Ooh, that's got to sting, because that was a direct hit.
You know, sir, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8666. What a child. More than anything else, what a child. He's a NASCAR fan, and there was a race yesterday. It wasn't even a big race. It was the Motorola 200 Mexico City. It was a Busch Series race. But he wanted to watch it. His wife wanted him to watch their granddaughter. The granddaughter got sick. Children throw up, whatever. And he missed a good part of the race cleaning the baby and his shirt up. When his wife got home, apparently to get her attention, he grabbed a handful of her hair and pulled her head back. He says it was just to get her attention and it wasn't abuse. And that if you know anything about NASCAR and you know anything about sports fans, you'd never, ever do that. But the comparison between to the chimp up in Bakersfield... That a NASCAR fan's going to do that?
I'm simply saying, the ape that went, the one that went, the monkey that went on, that went mad on that guy, right?
Yes, sir. He brutally, brutally savaged that man.
All right, I'm not saying I would do that, but that's how I feel when someone interrupts me while I'm watching a race. I feel like that ape that went after that guy's genitals.
Good God! And you got your granddaughter in your lap?
Sir, I would never hurt my granddaughter. I love her, okay? I was trying to sedate her.
By putting beer in a straw and letting her suck on it. See, you got a case of beer. How much of the beer did you give her?
Everything I'm saying, you're trying to turn it into a crime against nature. Everything I'm saying, you're trying to turn it into a crime against humanity. And I really, honestly resent that, sir. Now, I'm a grandfather. I was a father. And I could have been a racer. But my wife turns around and gets pregnant on me. What are you laughing at?
What am I laughing at? She turns around and gets pregnant on me.
I understand I had a lot to do. Yes, sir, I understand I'm the father. But what I'm saying is...
Well, then, you know what? Take responsibility for it. Let me go over to Tamara. Hi, Tamara. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I am just so frustrated listening to this man speak, and he needs to stop trying to justify his actions according to something that he feels is appropriate. What he's doing is totally inappropriate. He's blaming everybody else for his actions. He needs to take responsibility and say, you know what, my wife, Karen, you shouldn't have got pregnant. You know what? I'll give you the money. You go raise your child on your own. If he's so involved with his race car, he should try to live out his dream. He probably wasn't man enough that he couldn't handle it. He could not get on the race car, midget teams or whatever you want to call it. So he has to blame everybody else for his faults.
Wait a minute. I was a very talented midget racer. These are the... And can I
and
ask you...
You should have continued it. And you have blamed your wife and your family for your
fault. I had a responsibility to my family, and I, unlike most men, I went ahead and fulfilled my responsibility. Now, I want to ask you something. Did you hear about the monkey in Bakersfield?
You know what? You're continuing to go back to something that's not relevant. What
it's
is relevant is that your wife obviously spoke up because she was upset. Does she report this, or does somebody else come out and speak about this?
Report it? What's she going to report? That I tugged on her hair a little bit?
How on earth did this get onto the news today? Did you call the news to say, hey, guess what? I did this to my wife? Or did she tell somebody?
No, I called the news to say I didn't think it was fair for my wife to have that granddaughter throw up on me while I'm watching NASCAR. And then, when she comes home, all I did was grab a handful of hair. Now,
I've heard your story over and over again, which is totally ridiculous. You're trying to justify hurting somebody because you got inconvenienced.
Tamara, I want to say this as kindly as I can. You sound Asian. Now, NASCAR...
Well, you already said that to somebody else, and I'm not Asian, and you're ignorant for even thinking that.
No, I'm just saying, NASCAR is a white man's sport.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. First of all, auto racing's everywhere, all over the world.
Not NASCAR.
Didn't they just have it in Mexico?
Okay,
you know what?
That one place.
This man said you need to talk to NASCAR, because I think if NASCAR gets a hold of this, they will not want you to advocate for them. I think that you're destroying the name for the good name of NASCAR.
No kidding.
The NASCAR men are not like this.
Wait a minute. I didn't do anything wrong other than I gave the baby a little bit of beer to try to calm her down.
So that's why the kid got sick, too.
No.
So the truth will come out little by little. You're going to tell us a little bit more of what actually happened.
I'm telling you everything that happened, but nobody wants to hear me that they're messing with like a chimp in Bakersfield.
See, I don't know what the publicity is going to get from this.
What are you...
I hope that your wife is listening. Your wife will get smart enough to realize that
you're blaming her
for having a child and ruining your life, that you weren't able to fulfill something you couldn't do.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is the NASCAR fan wants you to leave him alone. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, if your husband's sitting there watching an auto race, National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, that's what NASCAR stands for, don't put a baby in his lap. If you don't want to find that kid laying in the street in about 15 minutes, don't put it there. And
that's ridiculous.
You're trying to justify something that's not appropriate. You're trying to justify your stupid, ignorant, responsible behavior as a so-called grandfather. You're not being appropriate at all. You're endangering a child. It's not your wife or your granddaughter's fault putting that child
I see. So in other words, if you were to walk into the cage with that wild chimp in Bakersfield, I'm supposed to blame you, not the monkey.
You're going back to something relevant.
Why do you keep going back to that monkey?
Because it's the monkey's fault, okay?
Then it's your fault.
So you're the monkey, Phil, right? Not the race, right?
Emotionally? Oh, you're calling me a monkey, huh? That takes
you're
a lot.
You're yourself it.
Coming from Japan, that takes a lot to call a man.
You're being put into the cage.
I said a what?
You're saying you're an example. You're being put into that cage.
No, I'm saying that when you mess with me, I'll go wild on you like that chimp did.
And if you know that you're going to be watching NASCAR, why are you putting anybody in your line of fire? Why don't you leave the house and go somewhere where you can have your peace and not put anybody in harm?
You know, you sound like a very nice lady. I just want you to know that. You sound like a reasonable, rational woman. I'm married, so are you. Were this another time, another place?
Would you cut it out? I got to take a break. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Please don't go.
And I don't like you comparing yourself constantly to that monkey that went nuts up in the Bakersfield Zoo or whatever the hell that thing was.
That was a chimp that had had enough. Just like me, that monkey had had it up to here.
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Henry, I wanted to ask you a question.
What?
You said you know Laura Engel from Phi.
Laura Engel from Phi?
Yeah.
I know Laura. You mean KFI?
Yeah. You know her?
I know her.